I guess the amendment would be to do the award as it's written with the stipulation that Cardi Corporation, as the lowest bidder, would be contacted first to perform the work, and D'Ambra would be contacted second only if the lowest bidder was unavailable for any reason, including equipment malfunctions and asphalt plant issues.
So that's what you'd suggest as an amendment?
Yeah, that stipulation. That then it would be clear that the award is to both contractors, but with the stipulation that Cardi is the low bidder, would get the work.
Is that sufficient for you, Mr. Sinapi? Okay, so you'll make that amendment?
Sure.
Okay. So Councilman Sinapi makes an amendment, seconded by, is there any seconds? Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Lazar.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I object to a bid award that's going to say we can choose a second bidder for any reason. For any reason. Think about it. What does that mean, for any reason? It means for any reason. We don't like your truck because it's dirty. We don't like the fact that you don't have this particular signage on the truck. We called for you today, and you're not able to get here in 5 minutes. For any reason, that is completely unreasonable. What are we doing? Think about it as a future vendor, or the potential that you were a future vendor. Would you really want to be part of a bid that says you could be removed for any reason? That doesn't even resemble logic.
So I know there was some discussion about any reason, but if Councilor Harrington could read the actual language that's going to be in the resolution, it might be helpful.
I took the language out of the memo from the department director and said unavailable for any reason, it does say any reason, including equipment malfunctions and asphalt plant issues.
Totally unreasonable.
So you're correct.
Absolutely. That is totally unreasonable to put a vendor, any vendor, not just this vendor, any vendor. You know, we've been working for 3 years trying to encourage new vendors to come to our community to bid on our stuff. We've all heard a variety of reasons why vendors are not bidding. So do you really want to put it out there that we are going to award a bid to a vendor, but we can change our mind for whatever reason, for any reason, as a matter of fact, to move it over to another vendor? That is completely unfair. There's no fairness to that whatsoever. There is no reasonableness to that whatsoever for any reason. I object to that.
Okay. Councilwoman Travis.
There's two parts. But the first part, the whole sentence wasn't stated. Okay. This appeal to award two vendors is requested to allow for a contingency should the lowest bidder unavailable for any various of reasons, including equipment, malfunctions, and asphalt plants issued. So, I mean, it states that two vendors were requested, but we are going with the lowest bidder unless there's problems. Part two is we all want our streets paved. So what's the problem with having two people? If they get more money, we get more streets paved. You want award two, you want your streets paved now. Well, so don't I. And if we have two bidders and money comes up, we can get them done.
Mr. President.
Yes, Councilman Howe.
I didn't mean to interrupt if you were going to say
something. No, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. President, I appreciate the time that we're putting in. I really appreciate what everyone's saying. But quite honestly, I was just going to kind of echo what the councilwoman said. That's why my hand was up. But also, no disregard for the words, but we are taking a lot of time discussing something where even Mr. Carty, when he spoke last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, well, this is the 1.5 is a drop in the bucket. And to go back to what we originally spoke of, then I have no problem. I as a council person, I'm not doubting a company. I'm not, you know, trying to disrupt the system, but I want the roads paved. And if we have, you know, you look at the size of the job, you look at the difference between the bids, having two bidders on something like this, I'm fine with it. And I'll be fine, Councilman Sinapi, I understand you made the motion. I'll be fine with the original bid. I'll be fine with the original recommendation. Instead of going back and forth on the wording, I'll be fine with the, well, I understand that we have to clarify it, but I'll be fine with the original bid.
Well,
I don't see where the problem of having more is not better. I don't understand. I do understand what Councilman Chairman Lattiser said. I get that. But at the same time, we're talking about progress and getting things done. That's direct services to our constituents. So I can easily explain to my constituents why we have two vendors instead of one. Thank you, Mr. Okay. President.
So my point, just to clarify, is we're voting on this tonight.
Yep.
So we're going to get paving.
All right.
Okay. Our job is to choose the lowest qualified bidder. There's $138,000 difference on a $1.5 million bid with the discretion to increase up to $3 million. So triple that. You're talking about $450,000 worth of paving. And my point is that we all want street paving to be done. We're going to vote on this tonight. We also want it, that want the most paving that we can get for each of our wards. So if we're going to use a $3 million bond and increase it, as was discussed the last time, and add on that 1.5, or if they want to pull from any other line item to increase paving, the numbers are significant. I think that $158,000, I forget what it was. Was it a mile or two, a mile and a half or something, was the testimony last time. We're voting on this tonight, rest assured. I just want to make sure, and it's my opinion, that we choose the lowest qualified bidder, as we do on every vote.
For clarification,
just let me finish for a second.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason that we're having discussion. This isn't about delay. It's about a discussion about who the lowest qualified bidder is on every vote that we take. So, this business about we're taking too long to make a correct decision, that's significant to me, because this is a significant decision. We're talking about possibly giving up quarter mile, half mile, over miles of road, depending on how much we have. So I think that's why Councilman Sinapi suggested that we firm this up with a vote to have the most, to have a right of first refusal. I don't know why he withdrew. Because somebody asked the question, I guess. I have no idea. So I think his intentions when he put the motion in were pure. Okay? I think the reason that he put it in is because he is basically echoing what I'm saying now. We want to get the most paving for the roads. I don't know why it was withdrawn. It might be easier if you just put it back in, Councilman. But, people had concerns about how that would be implemented. Whether that's offensive or not, I don't think should take precedent over what we were trying to accomplish, right? And so, Councilman Sinapi.
A question likely for the solicitor. If we approve this tonight, regardless of how or to what degree we approve it, at the next meeting or a subsequent meeting, would we not be allowed to modify the bid, such as by inserting more precise language
No, you're voting on approving a contract. And so if you vote to approve the contract with the vendors, then you can't go back afterwards and try to modify the contract.
Very well.
You're setting the terms of the approval tonight, is voting on this.
Mr. President, I had one follow-up to my previous comment. During our committee hearing, and Mr. Chairman, I welcome your input on this, and Mr. Director, I welcome, I believe it was said that when it goes to the $3 million, that's going to be put, if that's the bond amount, but when it goes to bond, it's going to be put out to another bid. Am I correct in what I understood at that meeting? Did I understand it correctly?
I'm just reading what it says in the memo. It should be noted that the quantity amounts in the bid specification are approximate, and this department reserves the right to increase or decrease the quantity of the program. Now, one of the other issues is that's not in the resolution either. I mean, the resolution says you got two vendors, go to town. It doesn't say what the department's intent is.
Council President, if
yes.
I may, that statement is actually written into the bid specifications that the owner slash agent reserves the right to increase or decrease any of the quantities. That's actually in the contract that you bid on.
Okay, so who has the right to increase or decrease the award?
The owner, being the city, or their agent. If we had farmed out the paving to an engineering group or somebody else, they have, acting upon the behalf of the DPW or the city, they have the right to increase or decrease the quantities.
Is a contract in here?
In your packet?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I could be mistaken, though.
Councilman Sinapi.
So another question for the solicitor. If the term of any reason was abused, such as Councilman Lattiser suggested, for ridiculous reasons, wouldn't that be bad faith under the contract anyway?
I'm not sure I heard your question. Can you repeat it?
So if the stipulation as currently proposed, where any reason could be used to go with the next bidder, if we, for instance, use one of the ridiculous reasons, such as, I don't like the person, so I'm going to go to the next bidder, wouldn't that be bad faith under the contract anyway, and not something that's allowed?
Well, under contract law, basic contract law, there's parties are supposed to act reasonably, and there's an obligation, an implied obligation of good faith and fair dealing. So that would be implied into the contract. But as you know, the problem is how that gets interpreted is oftentimes lands up in litigation. So is it there anyways? Yes, it's implied by law, but the interpretation of it can lead to litigation.
Right, so as it stands, we either trust the administration not to abuse it, or we amend further or take away the amendment altogether. That's food for thought.
Well, Councilman, are you considering putting in your original motion back on the table, which is a right of first refusal, or no?
If that's the pleasure of the council, that's fine with me. Any of the options works for me, whether it be the current one, whether it be the right of first refusal, or whether it be the bid as originally presented.
Are you going to make that motion, Councilman Ricks?
If I may make a suggestion, I would not be willing to vote on the language that's before us that was previously suggested. However, I would be willing to vote favorably should that motion to amend include language to the effect that the department shall provide a minimum of 3 business days notice to the lowest qualified bidder on any request for such work, and the lowest qualified bidder shall have 24 hours in order to, during a business day, to accept or reject before the city is allowed to move to offer to the second bidder. I think that that would address the greatest concerns.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Through the chair to Councilman Ricks, the problem that I see with that is if the department were to contact vendor A and say, we need you here in 3 days to pave, you know, a mile of road or to fix a pothole, and the vendor says, I can't get there in 3 days, could get there in 4 or 5 days, say, forget it, you can't get here in 3 days. So does that mean that the department would now call vendor two and say, you got to get here in 3 days? What happens if vendor two says, I can't get here in 2 days? I just think that we are looking to subject ourselves to legalities that we don't need. How are you going to clarify that? Does that what happens? Vendor A says, I can't be there in 3 days. Suppose vendor B says, well, I'm going to get there in 5 days. Does that give the department the right to say, okay, you're good with 5 days because vendor A said no?
President, if I may.
Councilman Rex.
I completely agree with Councilman Lattiser. However, I find that having to deal with that problem is more desirable than giving complete and utter free rein. Not that I have any reservations about, I do trust the administration to act responsibly. However, I don't think that trust is something that we should assume when putting something in a contract, especially something where, regardless of whether $1.5 million is a relatively small amount for an asphalt contract, I certainly don't want to start creating a precedent that we're going to award $1.5 million and we're just going to trust on that kind of award. So I think that out of the options that we have, I feel that the most desirable option would be a motion to reconsider the earlier vote to award to one bidder, which I would wholeheartedly support. But in the alternative, I think that it would be more desirable to have a right of first refusal with a definitive time frame on it than either no right of first refusal at all or a murky right of first refusal that would result in even greater potential for legal trouble.
Councilman Sinapi.
If that's the preference, I'll happily withdraw the current motion and put back the refusal one.
Okay. Councilman Sinapi withdraws his motion. What's the motion that you'd like to put in? I'll have Councilor Harrington, I believe it was, I know you're writing furiously there. So I believe the motion that Councilman Sinapi is trying to accomplish is a right of first refusal with a acknowledgement, if you will, regarding how much time. Actually, I don't know if we need time if it's a right of first refusal. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's what I was contemplating. Right of first refusal, you don't have to worry about it. And we could actually move on, as Councilman Howe suggested 10 minutes ago. So why don't we, Councilman Sinapi made a motion to, is making a motion to, for a right of first refusal. Is there a second on that motion? Councilman Ricks. Okay. Is there any discussion? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I go back to the same point. with first right of refusal. So if I may, I'd like to ask the director a couple of questions. So with this first right of refusal thing, as a rule, when you contact a vendor, let me rephrase that. With this $1.5 million that's in this asphalt budget, what would you be reaching out to the vendor to do? Is it just fix potholes, or is it to repave a length of road, or?
None of this money in this paving contract would be to fix potholes.
Okay.
It would be geared towards lane miles of road, whether that be full depth reclamation,
okay,
mill and overlay, something like that. Similar,
okay,
to what we did on Tidewater Drive.
Okay, great. So all of us who are sitting here now, including myself, that have been requesting for months,
okay,
different repairs on roads that for whatever reason haven't been able to get completed, mm-hmm, this particular bid has nothing to do with fixing potholes and sinkholes, et cetera, et cetera. So whether we have one vendor or we have 10, that's not going to have any impact on how quickly we get our potholes fixed, correct?
There's a big difference between a pothole or a sinkhole and, and repairing a road.
Potholes. But I think potholes, that's our bigger issue, is potholes, not brand new roads, because I know in certain areas of my ward, I've got miles of roads that need to get done. You're not going to do them with $1.5 million.
Correct.
We all know that.
So
we all know potholes are something different. So I think what we're talking about here is you're talking about resurface a road, regrind, do a whole new road. Typically, there's plenty of advanced notice. You have your priority sheets of roads that need to be done, the priority list of roads that need to be done. So I think probably if you had that list with you right now, you could predict right now an approximate time frame of when this up to 5 miles of road for $1.5 million would get redone. Fair to say?
Fair to say.
Okay. So what would be a reasonable time frame to ask or to allow a vendor to come in to regrind a road, resurface a road, or dig it all out? This isn't a decision that is going to be made overnight, no matter what you do. I mean, we're talking about repaving a road. We're not talking about a pothole. A pothole is an overnight decision. You know, I get this pothole the size of this desk, and I'm being facetious when I say it, that needs to be fixed. That you need today. But the road plans, most of the people sitting on this council, you've had sections of roads done in your ward, including mine, including Tidewater Drive. You just paved $84,000 worth of Tidewater Drive. That wasn't a decision that had to be made or was made in 3 or 4 days, because there's planning. There's a list. There's a priority list of roads. We've all asked for it. I don't know if we've gotten it, but we've all asked for it. And what is the priority? How can I get on the list? How can I get the roads in my particular area done? This isn't a decision that you need to give a vendor. Hello, you got 3 or 4 days to come and resurface Tidewater Drive. Because that's not how you do business. So I don't get, you know, where we are. We're not talking about potholes. We're not talking about something that you need to have fixed right now. We're talking about something that is planned, something that is definitive.
Thank you. Councilman Rex.
I would just ask the director to clarify. It was my understanding from earlier that you were indicating that at times these sorts of requests were put out to the vendor 3 to 5 days prior to the resurfacing or similar work under this contract. If you could perhaps clarify so we make sure that we're on the same page.
Okay, so in my experience, whether it be vendor A or vendor B, we would contact them, we would walk the roads, we would mark the roads. Marking the roads entails what your limits are, what your cutbacks are, what you're going to do to driveways. Assess the road. Is it going to be a cold plane overlay or a full depth reclamation? So that would be the initial contact with either contractor A or contractor B. from that time, you decide on a time period. The contractor then has to call in a dig safe. Once the dig safe is valid, then they can start the actual process of completing the road repairs, whether that be, again, full depth reclamation or cold plane overlay or milling operation. So there's definite ongoing coordination in with any project, not only paving, that the Department of Public Works does. You need to coordinate and you need to communicate with any contractor.
So, if you were to put in a right of first refusal, how would you phrase it in terms of a general timeline, at least in terms of the first action, because the intent here is to make sure that the whole process just gets underway and ensure that everything can get done, that it's not going to hold up the process for such a long period of time that we would need to call in the higher bidder.
Councilman, the first right of refusal is a term that was just recently thrown out tonight. What I had written in my memo to the board was, and I'll read it again because it doesn't state if you don't like the color of the truck or what it is. It's basically the appeal to award to two vendors.
Mr. Director, if you could speak into the microphone, please. Thank you.
This appeal to award to two vendors is requested to allow for a contingency should the lowest bidder, unavailable for any reasons, including equipment malfunctions and asphalt plant issues, if they are unavailable. It doesn't state anywhere in my memo first right of refusal or any of that. It states if they have a malfunction, if they're unable to perform as per the contract, that's why we wanted two vendors. That's what I stated at the last council meeting, and that's what I'm stating today.
I understand what you're saying, but what we're trying to figure out here is what exactly does unavailable mean? And
right.
We understand that unavailable means in the event that there's an equipment malfunction or the
right.
plant is down, but are we talking about unavailable as in it's going to cause a 1 week delay, unavailable as in it's going to cause a 1 day delay? I think that that's, and the first right of refusal, I understand that that's not in your memo, that's the legal terminology, but that's what we're trying to understand here, is under what circumstances, let's say that the lowest bidder says, we can do it, but we're going to be a day later than you're requesting, or they say, we can do it, but we're going to be 2 weeks later than what you're requesting. We're trying to figure out what's the practice here in terms of what we intend by the word unavailable.
Councilman Sinapi.
I think the council president actually started to talk about how the right of first refusal doesn't necessarily require a timeline. It's right of first refusal, so you ask them if they can do it. If they say no, then it goes to the next one, rather than I need you to do this within a week, and if you can't, then I'm going to the next one.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. I have a question for the director. All right, we're in September, so how much paving are we going to get done? We know we got to wait weather-wise, but how far do you think we're going to go?
Councilwoman, we can actually pave until December 15th by ordinance.
Oh, good. So we got enough time.
And then we start back up April 15th. So we
it depends on the asphalt plant too and all that stuff, right? Weather and
I'll be honest with you, if it starts to snow in October, we're done. You know, so we can't predict the weather, but
well,
it has to be.
That's not very far away.
I know it's not, but we have to have the right climate. I mean, we're spending a lot of money on a product that needs to go down and needs to adhere to the roads. We want to get, as everyone has stated, the most bang for our buck. So we want to make sure that it's temperature perfect. We don't have cold joints, that we're applying the product as it should be.
Very good. So I do want to know, I have a better understanding of what we're voting for.
Yeah, what's before us is Councilman Sanapi's motion of a right of first refusal. And that's the only issue before us on this amendment. If there's no other questions, a yes vote is to approve. Okay? So a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Farley?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Gladstone?
Yes.
Mr. Gallison?
Yes.
Mr.
McElroy? Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Yes.
Motion as amended stands approved. If Councilman Sanapi, if you can move it as amended.
I move it as amended.
Okay, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and motion is to approve as amended.
Mr.
Yes.
Morley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Gladstone?
Yes.
Mr. Gallison?
Yes.
McElroy?
Yes.
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 PCR 12119, now 2020-068, street improvements, stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12219, which is now 2020-070, rebuilding or rebuild exchange transmissions committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends favorable action with an amendment on PCR 12219.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, if you could make your motion to amend.
The motion to amend is with the award and items 1 through 5 on page 206 to Camerata. Items 1 through 4 on page 207 to Camerata. Items 5 through 8 on page 207 to Quaker.
That's the amendment. Do I have a second? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment that wasn't had in committee in finance? Okay. A yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment is passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable as amended on PCR 122-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Marley?
Yes.
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 PCR 12219, now 2020-070, stands approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12319, now 2020-071, pest control committee report, finance.
This was favorable action, but it was pulled aside because Councilman Sanapi needs to recuse.
Okay. So the recommendation is for favorable action. If you could move it, Councilman.
Yes.
Make a motion.
Sorry?
You're making a motion to
make a motion.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions on PCR 12319, 2020-071, pest control? I understand Councilman Sanapi will be recusing. But any questions from council members that were not asked in committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 12319, now 2020-071, pest control services is approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12519, abatement, Michael Carlin, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 125-19.
Okay, and you're making a motion,
motion.
For approval. And that's seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 12519, an abatement from Michael Carlin that was not asked in committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 12519, abatement for Michael Carlin, stands approved. There were several items that were removed from the consent calendar tonight. The first item is bid number 2020-059, now PCR 13519. Committee report, finance.
Hold till September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item that was removed from the bid calendar, bid number 2020-063, now PCR 13619. Committee report, finance.
Hold till October 21st.
Held till October 21st. Next item on the agenda that was pulled from the consent calendar is bid number 2020-075, now PCR 13719. Committee report, finance.
Favorable with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action with an amendment on PCR 13719.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman, if you could make the amendment.
The amendment was to move $1,470 from line item 45281, move it to item 45260 for a new total of $1,680.
Okay, that's the amendment. I have a second. Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion, Councilman, on the amendment? Any discussion on the amendment that we already didn't have in the Finance Committee? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattisaw, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 13919.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 13719 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 13719 stands approved. Next item on the agenda that was pulled from the consent calendar tonight is bid number 2020-143, which is now PCR 13819. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action with an amendment.
Okay, and you know, so you're making a motion, let's move it first. So you're going to make a favorable action on PCR 138, a motion.
Correct.
For favorable action on PCR.
Yes.
PCR 13819 has been made by Councilman Lattisaw, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, could you make that amendment? No.
The amendment would be to amend the amount to $560,000 total, and to also change in note two the same amount.
Okay. And that's the motion.
Also have to be included in the lease purchase finance documents.
Correct. So there's a motion's been made. It's seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Oh, she was drinking water. Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. And the reason for the amendment, Councilman?
Because there was a typo in the original request from the department head.
Okay.
$200,000.
So are there any questions on that amendment to $560,000 that were not asked in the Finance Committee by council members? If not, the motion to amend to, has been made and seconded. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on the amendment. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman, if you could move PCR 13819 as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 13819 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman McAllister. Any questions on PCR 13819 as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 138-19, as amended, stands passed. The next item that was removed from the consent calendar tonight is bid number 2020-145, which is now PCR 139-19. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action with an amendment on PCR 139-19.
Councilman Lattiser moves favorable action on PCR 139-19, seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. If you could move your amendment, Councilman.
It would be to amend the vendors to Spring City Electrical and New Stamp Lighting.
Amendment's been made. Is there a second? A motion to amend has been made. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion, Councilman, on the amendment?
No discussion.
Okay. So there's any questions on the amendment that was discussed in finance? Any council members have any questions that were not asked in finance? If not, the motion on the floor is to approve the amendment. A yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
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 Yes. The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Motion on the floor is to approve PCR 139-19 as amended. Are there any questions? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCR 139-19 stands approved. We now move to unfinished business. First item on the agenda is PCO 1119, amendment to the ordinance relative to no parking on Herf Jones Way. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion for second passage on PCO 1119? It's for second passage. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1119 stands passed for second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9419, the claim of Gary Roy. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for approval in the amount of $205.50.
So I think we have to move it, and then was it an amendment to 205? It was not.
Nope.
Okay, it's just a straight approval. Okay, so Councilman Sinapi has moved for favorable action on PCR 9419. Is there a second? Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion for favorable action that was not had in the committee on the claim of Gary Roy in the amount of $205.50? If not, the motion's been made and seconded. A yes is to approve the claim of Gary Roy, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCR 9419 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9519, the claim of Donna DiBiasio. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
I move favorable action in the amount of $54.89.
Okay, is that seconded by Councilman Howe? Is there any discussion that was not had in the committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on PCR 9519. And yes.
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 PCR 9519 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1419, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, 578 Greenwich Avenue, Caprionato Group, LLC petitioner. This is for second passage. Committee report, land use. Second passage. Is it favorable action?
Favorable action.
Okay, and defer to Councilman Sinapi to move it.
Move for favorable action.
PCO 1419 has been moved, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion for second passage on PCO 1419? If not, the clerk will call the roll of yeses to approve. Yes.
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 PCO 1419 for second passage stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1815, Neighborhood Improvement Program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the cost to pick up debris left on the street by tenants. This is not drafted. Committee report, ordinance. Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, the pension board. This is for first passage. Yes. So was it October?
We originally held it to this meeting, and then
The next meeting is September 16th. So today's is the 4th. So we want to hold it. Was your recommendation to hold it till the next meeting, which is September 16th? That's what Council Solicitor's asking.
My notes is we held it in committee today till October 7th. Yep, I apologize. You're correct. It is hold to 9:16.
Okay, so the recommendation and it will be of the committee is to hold, so it will be held PCO 1815 to September 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719 Pension Board. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item on the agenda is economic development. It's not drafted. Committee report, economic development.
Moving to the pending file.
Move to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCR 8819, a resolution in support of legislation to establish an Ocean State Climate Adaption and Resilience Fund. I don't believe that's drafted. This is committee report, intergovernmental. Is that being moved to the intergovernmental? Is that being moved to the pending file?
That was a request and response.
Okay, so PCR 8819 is being moved to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCO 318 Rocky Point, an ordinance to protect the rights of private property owners. This is first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, health, education, and welfare.
Hold till October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1019, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. That's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
That one we're holding till October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1319, an ordinance in regards to no parking here to corner on Chapman's Avenue. That's 406 Chapman's to 420 Chapman's. That's first passage, committee report, ordinance.
Hold
hold to October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519, an ordinance in regards to health care that's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9417, now bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island, telecommunication services and installation parts. Committee report, finance.
Hold September 16th.
That's held till September 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 14817, now bid number 2018-148, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building. Committee report, finance.
Hold September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1618, tree damage that's not drafted. Committee report, public safety.
Hold till October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6918, a resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, health, education, and welfare.
Hold till October 7th.
That's held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 13418, a resolution to create a charter review committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till October 21st.
Held till October 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9619, the claim of Brandon Beauville. That's public safety. Could I have the committee report from public safety?
Hold until September 16th.
Held till September 16th. PCR 10519, a resolution to form a commission to study potential means of tax relief for Walk residents via general exemptions for consideration relative to fiscal year 2020 and thereafter. Committee, it's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold till October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 11219, 2019-277B, fire apparatus repair, additional vendor. Committee report, finance.
Hold till October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12019, now 2018-60, tire repairs and recapping. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action on PCR 112-19.
Now 2018-60. Sorry. Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. So it's PCR 120, just so we're all clear, 19, and that's 2018-60. And that's tire repairs and recapping. The motion has been made for favorable action and seconded. Are there any questions on tire repairs and recapping bid that were not asked in committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 12019, now 2018-60, tire repairs and recapping has been approved. Next is PCR 12419, now bid number 2020-094, HVAC maintenance and repairs for ice arenas. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 12419 with an amendment.
Okay. It's been moved for favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Councilman, if you could make the amendment.
The amendment was to award the bid to North Star.
A motion's been made for an amendment to award the bid to North Star. It's seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment that was made in finance and now on the floor that was not made at the Finance Committee meeting? If not, a yes would be approved the amendment to award the bid to North Star. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 124-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any questions on PCR 124-19-2020-095, HVAC maintenance and repairs to ice rinks and arenas bid as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 124-19, now 2020-094, stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 126-19, the claim of Barbara Flagg. Committee report, public safety.
Hold till September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 127-19, the claim of Danielle Reyes Noriega. And committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $300.
That's PCR 127-19. Motion's been made for approval. Do I have a second? Councilman Howe. Any discussion that was not had in the committee to approve the claim for $300? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 127-19 stands passed for favorable in the amount of $300. Next item on the agenda is PCR 128-19, the claim of Michelle St. Ange. That's committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
I move favorable action in the amount of $300.
Councilman Sinapi makes a motion for favorable action on $300. Do I have a second? Councilman Howe. Any discussion that was not had in the committee in approving this claim for $300? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 128-19 stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 104-19, a resolution to the Warwick School Committee to fully fund all school support programs for the 2019-2020 year. Committee report, intergovernmental. For action, Councilman Howe.
Withdraw.
Councilman Howe makes a motion to withdraw. Do I have a second on the motion to withdraw? Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Sinapi. Any questions on the motion to withdraw? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. And just so we're clear, Councilman, we've already passed that resolution. That's why you're withdrawing. It's not,
yes,
that, you're not
in
it's not that you're not in favor of,
yes, Mr. President,
fully funding all school sports programs. That was done back in July in a special meeting. So a yes is to approve the motion to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Motion to withdraw PCR 104-19 stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 106-19, a resolution relative to installing a stop sign on Grotto Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? I'm assuming this came with a favorable report, as was mentioned in the committee, to put a stop sign on Grotto Avenue. Is there any questions that were not had in committee to follow the police department recommendation? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 106-19 stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 113-19, a resolution regarding a five-year plan. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
I believe that was going to be continued.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll make a motion to, you know, I know it's going to go to me, but I'd ask Councilman Lattiser if you could make a motion to continue that, since we're going to have a special meeting on that. First meeting October.
We have the special meeting, which is the first meeting in October.
Okay, so
it's October 2nd.
October 2nd. So so that we'll hold this to the first meeting in October. I don't think we need a motion on that. October 7th. Okay, so PCR 113-19 will be held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 129-19, a resolution to State of Rhode Island to reimburse all costs to the City of Warwick for Buckeye Brook. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Councilman Howe moves favorable action of PCR 129-19. Do I have a second? Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the motion, Councilman Howe?
I think it's discussed in committee. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right. And just for the edification of people that weren't there, because it's a significant issue, yeah. You're asking the state to reimburse the city for all the improvements, obviously, to Bucky Brook, considering that's state-owned property in and around that area.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any other questions? If not, a clerk will call the roll on PCR 129-19, a resolution to the State of Rhode Island to reimburse all costs to the City of Warwick for Bucky Brook. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 129-19 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 130-19, a resolution in regards to the 220 calendar committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold to September 16th.
Held till September 16th. Next item is on the agenda is PCR 131-19, a resolution regarding revisions to the City of Warwick claims process. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
I move favorable action.
Councilman Sinapi moves favorable action. Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion, Councilman Sinapi, regarding your resolution that wasn't had in committee already?
No, I think we covered it in committee. Although okay. I can answer any questions that may be raised.
Yep. Okay. So is there any... There's no further questions on PCR 131-19, a resolution regarding revisions to the City of Warwick claims process. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 131-19 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 132-19, a resolution regarding actuarial services, committee report, finance.
Hold October 7th.
Held till October 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1619 and an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, 2574 West Shore Road, Capionato Properties, LLC petitioner. That's an announcement for referral and advertising that will go in the paper. Should be moving to unanimous consent. Correct? Yeah. Even though it's not there.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2, anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 3, anything?
Pass.
4.
Pass.
5.
Pass.
6.
Pass.
7. 8. 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Council stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No.
2.
Pass.
3.
Pass.
4.
Pass.
5.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. It's an ordinance. The tentative title is an ordinance in regards to erecting stop signs in the area of Del Judas Field. I do have a traffic study approving such action.
Thank you. Ward 6.
Pass.
That's public safety. Thank you, Councilor. Ward 7 passes. Ward 8, pass. Ward 9. Ward 7 passes. Ward 8. Ward 8 passes. Ward 9 passes. Council stands adjourned. Have a good evening.
Mr. President, I just like to say I understand we're adjourned. I just want to take a moment and thank the city clerk for keeping order of three meetings and keeping this and organized and making it kind of as easier than it could have been or should have been.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council stands adjourned.